conversation. George and I had with the chairman, and then the chairman put the council on, and I got off because Early said I didn't talk anymore because I didn't want to talk to him. But it's quite different from my thought. It was, we don't have them, much less five. They've gone way beyond us. They're down determined to talk to Carl Young, and bound determined, I think, to call Reynolds back. And then the council spent the morning at the district attorney's office on the precedence in connection with calling me, and they're giving a lot of thought on whether I was a Senate employee or not, and whether the resolution doesn't include me as a subject of investigation. They said there are some who think that employees of senators are not really Senate employees. They're employees of senators. It's Senate employees or committee and people on the staff of the Senate. And that question hasn't been resolved. But they say they're on our side, and this is the way it's going to help us, and this is going to prove that that I was right all the time, and so on and so forth. But they just, they've got no thought to doing this way. Gone too far, can't possibly do it any other way, and so on. I've asked Abe and Clark to come back to read them this conversation because I think it changes nearly everything. In fact, he went on to indicate he thought that, he said he shouldn't be suggesting how we do, he said this to George, I was just listening, how we do things, but he thought to seriously consider after we see what Young says, which he says will be helpful to me. And after they'd maybe have Reynolds back in and pin down his differences with Young of my coming up. So and Senator Jordan just said, well, we'd tried to take position early in the game, but we didn't have jurisdiction. Maybe we could have gotten by with it now, but the press and the Republicans and even our own folks. And he says, in fact, I've talked to Pell and Clark today, and they are under the impression that Jenkins wants to be called, and they both want to call him. And that's hard to believe, but that's what he said. He said that they just talked to Mansfield and came to see him and told him that.
Well, his counsel may be against us. He may be trying to get some publicity himself and become famous. That may be what it is. Maybe Jordy misleading us.
Well, all the way through the conversation, they claim that this is the way that they can help us. But they never give any consideration to helping us any other way because they say that they're scared to death. They always say the Republicans will never let us get away with that. And I said, well, you just call it to a vote and vote. He said, oh, well, we couldn't get our own vote. He said, we haven't got those two. He said, they want to call you. And said that they talked to Mansfield and had the impression that I kind of wanted to be called. That's just unbelievable, but that's what he said. And I thought I'd just read what both of them said to Clark and to Abe and see what they thought from there. Actually, he points out that Young's testimony will be very helpful. He makes a pretty good case, the council does, that he differs with the council is convinced that Baker's the one who sold the advertising. Says so. Says he can almost make that statement flat on the basis of the record now. That peddled the advertising told Reynolds.
That's not going to help us damn bit.
No, that's right. But that's, he says that even Reynolds himself admits that he never talked to Jenkins about advertising till long after the insurance, and Jenkins told him one time that he hadn't lived up to his bargain. And that's the only time he ever quotes me. That the other time he said, well, I want to point out nobody was present. He said that's an old trick of a liar is when he might give some testimony under oath, say, I want to point out there's nobody present besides me and Jenkins. And he says that we get Young up here and Young doesn't trust him. We destroy Reynolds with Young and with some of this other stuff that I hear his record shows. And then maybe we get to Reynolds back and
how does that all help us every day? Is he playing right up to the
Republicans? Of course it doesn't, but that's the course they've embarked on. And I don't think there's a chance unless somebody that really has some strong hold on Jordan. Because he's just wishy-washy. He said, I talked with him myself, and George went on the phone too, but then when the council got on, I turned it over to George. But he agreed with everything we said, but said, no, but we just can't. We can't put that across that. I won't do anything I can, but I can't do that. And finally, he just ran. He says, well, says man, it's really got to make these decisions as a council. Says, I'm going to put him on the phone. And he got off. And,
Well, it's a great danger, I think, for you or George to either be talking to counsel.
I think so, too, and that's why I thought to... I didn't say a word after the counsel got on, not one.
Did he know you on?
I don't think so. Unless he might, I guess he'll know from the chairman that I was on, that I was talking to him, perhaps, but he can't say he talked to me, and he knew he wasn't talking to me because he kept saying George. He may have suspected I was on, but... And he kept and always referred to me as Walter Jenkins. I mean, talking about me as if he didn't know I was on.
Well, he trapped us into this thing. We got sucked in this. Now you've innocent people, you and I did, and you're about making this statement. That's where we got in. And I don't know how we'll ever extricate ourselves. I just honestly don't. I don't see how these people testifying back and forth going to help us a bit.
No, sir, it's not.
It's going to be stories every day.
That's right. But I'm convinced...
You go on and talk to them. I've got a bunch of State Department people and others here, and then I'll talk to you later.
That's fine.
Now, on this... this screw worm thing. I don't see we can do anything. Do you know anything about it at all that Doc Briscoe's here about?
Well,
it looks to me like they can't write a memo to anybody can understand. It looks to me like it. The appropriation requires the financing the major aspects be matched by non-federal funds. And whatever we put in, they've got to match it in either state funds or
raised
stockmen's funds. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Isn't that what we ought to just tell him?
Well, it runs, that's right, only it runs out June 30th, and there's nothing in the budget to extend it beyond that, and they say that the wonderful work's been done will be lost. John talked to me about this, and his proposal was that we try to, now that the screw worms are out of the United States, that we try to include this some way in the program of Latin America, the Alonso Progreso, whatever you call it, Alliance for Progress. And, because the money that would be spent in the future would be spent in Mexico and down into the interior of Mexico. But he says if it's not done, then all the money that's been spent so far is lost because then they come right back.
Okay, fine.
All right, sir.